Hello, and welcome to Catholicism in the Car. My name is Parker Zirbal.
As you might guess, I'm in my car driving home from work today. And really, this is the only time that I have to do something like this, to podcast. I have a young child, my wife, and it's very difficult to also just find space in our house for that is silent enough and secluded enough to be able to do something like this. So not only does being able to record a podcast in my car help me on time, it also helps on quality. Cars are designed for soundproofing, but as pretty decent soundproofing, you might hear some wind in the background. We'll see if I can find a way to edit that out eventually. On this commute home, I wanted to talk about some very fundamental principles to not just Catholicism, but how anyone thinks about their core beliefs in general. So their philosophy of life, their philosophy of how to relate with others. This relates also to the subject of epistemology, which in philosophy is the study of understanding, how we come to understandings of certain things. So not just how we come to understandings of certain things, but what is considered an understanding of something versus, maybe just a guess or, let's say, belief. What's the difference between knowledge, belief, guesswork, things of that nature? Now, as you may or may not know, I am not formally trained in either philosophy or theology, but I hope to be a witness to the fact that even if you're not formally trained in these things, even if you didn't pay tons of money to go to school for these things, you can still get quite a great education on your own, and also in dialogue with other people, just not in a formal university setting. So, on the topic of epistemology and how it relates to, let's just say, worldview. Now, you might think that on a certain level, there are certain things that can be known unequivocally. Grass outside that I'm looking at as I'm driving is green. The sky is blue or cloudy. Or if it's raining, it means it's actually raining. This is just a figment of my imagination. Side note, that thought that reality is just a figment of your own imagination is a philosophy called solipsism. Solipsism. There are, I would say, three main sources of looking at, or three paradigms for looking at reality. Or at least three main ones, particularly within Western culture. And that's the realm of philosophy and theology that I understand the best, is the Western realm. And I would say that those three paradigms for understanding reality are solipsism, which, as I stated earlier, is the idea that all of reality is just either a figment of one's imagination or some sort of a creation by someone else. Rene Descartes 17th century philosopher, uses the example of an evil demon making him think certain things, or this evil demon would maybe, you know, make him hallucinate constantly into thinking that certain things were real, which appear real, but maybe were not. So that's a good example of solipsism. Now, I don't think René Descartes, he did not ascribe to this understanding of reality, but he did define it in a memorable way using the evil demon analogy. And he also gives his famous cogito ergo sum, so which means I think, therefore I am. Cogito ergo sum. Cogito from the Latin, I think. Ergo meaning therefore. Sum is the word for I am. It's the personal version of essay. So there's an example of solipsism. Now, what are realism and nominalism? Realism, particularly as laid out by both Aristotle and Plato, although they have very important distinctions that separate their understandings. Realism is basically the understanding that the concepts that we have are real in some form. Plato famously describes concepts as being real in a very real sense. he even describes an entire world for them in his system. Calls it the realm of the forms, or at least it's called that by later philosophers. The realm of the forms, where, let's say, dogness or treeness or humanness reside. And they reside as individual concepts in and of themselves. And then individual entities, like you and I, partake in those concepts. Is something that we partake of. Now, Aristotle talks about this in a different sense. And it's more nuanced, so it can be a little harder to articulate, a little harder to understand. And I want to also say that famous philosophers like Aquinas, Scotus, and Augustine kind of falls more in the line of Plato, but they all have different nuances. So, Aristotle gives his kind of understanding of realism is that these concepts that we have, they're real only when they're in association with some accident. So he makes the distinction between substance and accident. Substance is what something is in its essence. It's the essence of something. Whereas accidents are what make it up. So for me, the essence of me is me. And the accidents that make me up, that I am made of, are, depending on your understanding, are my soul and my body. Or if you're an atheist or agnostic, realities, then it's the body, the atoms that come with that, the various dimensions there. So, for Aristotle, what we are, the concepts are tied to individual entities or accidents. So, there is no, for Aristotle, there is no such thing as a concepts are real, humanness is real, but it's only real insofar as it is tied to something, basically, in this world, that's Aristotle's opposed to Plato. And then nominalism, which is put forth by Peter Abelard, and also made kind of famous by the Franciscan philosopher of the 14th century, William of Ockham. Nominalism is basically the idea that concepts are only in our mind. They only exist because man makes them exist by his mind. And in that sense, like, they don't really exist. Nominalism, coming from the Latin word nominal, nomen, from name. So these things are only real in the sense that we make them. Okay, so you have those three main understandings of reality: solipsism, realism, and nominalism. And they kind of, you see them in various ways in today's society, particularly in the Western world, and probably in the Eastern world as well today. And these things really are the basis, they're kind of the premise of most people's worldview. One of these three things is the premise of. And of course, just like anything, every individual will have different nuances in each of these things, but generally they'll be able to be categorized in one of those three baskets. So I hope that helps. We can talk. I hope to talk more about this in depth and how this relates to particularly different understandings of reality people have, namely atheism, Gnosticism, Catholicism, Protestantism. Might even venture into Islam and Buddhism a little bit, although I'm not as familiar with those. So hopefully this helps.